Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Hey. We begin with the Gemara on the bottom of Dalal Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yerchoi. Loi David Roi Lo'oisei Maisa, V'lo Yisrael Ru'uyim Lo'oisei Maisa. Both David HaMelech with the Maisa of Bathsheba and Klal Yisrael by the Maisa Egel were not worthy for the action that they did. Elalama Asu, Loi Malacha, Shimchata Yochid, Oimrim Loi Klach Eitzel Yochid, Vimchatu Tzibur, Oimrim Klach Eitzel Tzibur. Rashi says, Kaloimar, Gibreirim Vishalitim Beyitrim Hoyu, they were powerful people, they were able to overcome their Yetzahara, Veloi Hoya, Roi Lihizgaber Yitrim Aleihem. They were not worthy that the Yetzer Hara should overpower them. Gzeras Melech Hoysa Lishleit Bom. It was a Gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that their Yetzer Hara should be shalen on them. K'dei litein pischein pele bali tshuva. Now, it would appear from Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara that the fact that David was Choyta and the fact that Klal Yisrael were Choytim by the Maisa Egel was not up to them. They were forced into it. It was a Gzeras Melech that the Yetzer Hara should be shalen on them. So the obvious question is, so then why were they punished? Both David HaMelech and Klal Yisrael were punished for the averus that they did. And the question is, why should they be punished if it was Xeris Melech? So the Maral in Sefer Teferis Yisrael asks the question, and he says like this, he says that Enochanami, there was Xeris Melech that a Yochid should be Choyta, and that a Tzibur should be Choyta. And the reason for the gzera was in order to litem pischem per the bali tshuva. The bali tshuva have to see that even when a person is choyta, even when a tzibur is choyta, they could do tshuva and they could be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the gzera was not on any specific person and the gzera was not on any specific tzibur. David did not have to be choyta and Klal Yisrael by Yetzias Mitzrayim did not have to be choyta either. It could have been a different generation. So since they chose, David HaMelech chose to be the one, and Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, after Maimon Har Sinai, chose to be the ones to be Choytim, so therefore they deserve to be punished. This is the Maral's Teretz. Now this Teretz is reminiscent of the Teretz of the Rambam. The Rambam asks a very similar question. V'avodim v'inois amar b'mei ashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzera that the Yidden would be subjugated for 400 years. The Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the nation that subjugates the Yidden will be judged. So frek the Rambam, why should they be judged? They're just being mekayim gzeres hamelech to subjugate the Yidden. So the Rambam answers that it doesn't say anywhere which nation is going to be the ones to subjugate the Yidden. Maybe it'll be a different nation. It didn't have to be the Mitzrayim. So since the Mitzrayim were the ones who chose to do it, they get punished for that. That's the Rambam's Teretz. And the same idea here. Since David HaMelech chose to be the one to be making Ula Shel Tshuva, to show the Inyan of Tshuva, and he didn't have to be the one, it could have been someone else, so therefore he was right to be punished. Reb Tzadik says a different Teretz. He says that Be'emes, had David HaMelech stuck just to the Chet with Bathsheba, and had Klal Yisrael just stuck with the Chet of the Maisa Egel, the Taka wouldn't have been punished. And the reason is because it was a Gzeres HaMelech Taka. There was a Gzeres Melech that these Chatoim should happen. So why were they punished? So Rab Tzadik says that David HaMelech was punished was because he added to the Avera. What did he do? He called Uriah home, and then he had Uriah killed in order that Lamafreya, he should not have been over in Avera because there was a Get Krisus written al Tanai. Says Rab Tzadik, that was the Chet. Why did he do that? The chet itself that he did was Xeris Melech, and had he stopped there in Ochanami, he wouldn't have been punished. But now that he wanted to cleanse himself of the chet by having Uriah killed in order that the get should be a get l'mafreya, that was a chilul Hashem. And the fact that he ended up marrying Bathsheba, that was a chilul Hashem. So that was what David HaMelech was punished for. And the same thing with Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel itself, Taka wouldn't have been punished because Gzeres Melechi. But there was other problems. There were other Chetoim involved. There was Ritzicha, they killed Chur, and there was Arayis, Vayakumul Tzachik. So since there were additions, there were additional averis that were done as part of it, so then it doesn't become anymore, it's not Gzeres HaMelech anymore, it's what they want to do, it's the averis that they want to do, and therefore they get punished for everything. This teretz is reminiscent of the Ramban's teretz. The Ramban argues on the Rambam, and he says that the reason why the Mitzrayim were punished was not because it didn't say which nation. The fact that a nation would step up and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be done is not worthy to be punished. The reason why they were punished was because Hema Ozru L'ra. They added Averis. They did extra to the Yidden that didn't have to be done. And since they did extra, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them for everything. Another question that's asked over here is, L'chayre David was not the first one to do tshuva. We find that Odom HaRishon did tshuva. We find that Reuven did tshuva. There are Mefurish Psukim in the Torah that talk about tshuva. There's Parhel and Dovah Shal Tzibur. That's a Mefurish Parash in the Torah that discusses tshuva from a Tzibur. So why does the Sugya pick out David and the Maisa Egel Badafka as the ones that show us how to do tshuva? L'chaira, we don't need that example to be able to understand the inyan of tshuva and that it's mekubal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meshech Chachma in Parashas Nitzavim addresses this question, and he says like this. He says, Be'emes, the Gemara says in Masech the Yuma, Daf Pevov, Heichi Domi Bal Tshuva, what's the real Tshuva? Machbir Rabbi Yechanan, Ba'oise Mokon, Ba'oise Perek, Ba'oise Isha. Which means that in order for a person to do Emes a Tshuva, he has to do what's called Tshuvas HaMishkal, which is the exact tshuva to the chet. Whatever he did, whichever chet he was over, he has to be in that exact position once again and not do the chet, and that's tshuva. So says the Meshech Chachma, if we look at the chet of David and the chet ha'egal, we see that these two chetoyim, the people involved were not capable of doing tshuva samishkal. What would have been tshuva samishkal with the Maisa of Bathsheba? So says the Meshech Chochma, David HaMelech should have been Megarisher. He should have sent her away. Ba'isa Perek, Ba'isa Yisha, the same thing that he did, the same Issa that he did, he should undo the exact opposite, which means he should send her away. But Lamaisa, David HaMelech held, he wasn't allowed to do that. Why? Because since he was a Melech, so Kum Tichos, if he would be Megarisher, no one else would be allowed to marry her. So she would be ba'almanus chayus kol yomeho. She would not be able to get married. So David HaMelech held that even though for he himself the proper tshuva would be to do tshuva samishkul would be to be megarisher, he's not allowed to do it on her cheshbon, and therefore he was forced to keep her as a wife. So even though be'emes it wasn't tshuva samishkul, there was still a chilal Hashem of the fact that people saw that he had Uriah killed and that he kept Bathsheba as his wife. Nevertheless, he felt he wasn't allowed to do the real tshuva samishkal, which would be to be megarisher, because that would be on her cheshbon. Same idea by the Maisa Egel, by the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael were confused. Chazal say, Shesatan hera lahem mitasa shal Moshe ba'avir, that the Satan showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu had died. They were confused. So they therefore made the egel, because they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming back. And that fear, that bilbul, was never duplicated. They never had a sense, even though Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went up for the next 40 days, but still, they knew at this point that he was coming back. And therefore, there was never really a tshuva samishkal. They never were in the same situation where they had this complete confusion, and they didn't make an egel. And that's why, says the Meshech Chachma, we need these two examples for the Yachid and the Tzibur to understand that any tshuva is mekubal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a tshuva that's not tshuva samishkal, even if a person did an avera and he's unable to be mekayim the inyan of tshuva samishkal, so he can't become a bal tshuva gomer, afilo hachi, we find by a Yachid and we find by a Tzibur that the tshuva was accepted. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Lo David roi lo yisamaisa, V'lo Yisrael ruim lo yisamaisa, which means, like David roi lo yisamaisa means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into a situation where he was trapped. He wasn't able to be mekayim tshuva samishkal. And V'lo Yisrael ruim lo yisamaisa, to be put into a situation where they were trapped, where they weren't able to be mekayim tshuva samishkal. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into that situation is that they should be an example that any tshuva is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech is an example for the Yachid, and Klal Yisrael are an example for the Tzibur. The Gemara, in the middle of the Amud, brings a memra from Reb Yossi. Amar Abiyosi, Ein Ben David Bo, Ad Sheyichlu Neshama Shebaguf. Mashiach will not come until all the neshamas that were originally slated to be born are born, and then Mashiach can come. Rashi says, Oitzer Yesh is a big warehouse, Ushmoy Guf, the name of this warehouse is Guf, Umi Bereshis Noitzeru Kol HaNeshamas HaAsidois Lehivoled Unesanam L'Sham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the neshamas that will be born in the future, from Bereshis and on, and he placed them in this Guf. Now Tosfos, in Masechet Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, asks the following question. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that says, Ulmole Shamru Yisrael Beis Shabbos is Miyad Hayu Negolim. Had Klal Yisrael kept two Shabboses in a row, they would immediately be redeemed. Mashiach would come. So Tosfos asks, so how is it possible to say that Ein Ben David Bo Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshama Shebaguf? We see otherwise. We see that the Geula can happen at any time. Any time that the Klal Yisrael gets together and keeps two Shabboses, the Geula will happen immediately. All the Neshamas will not have been born yet. The Marsha is Moisif. Be'ito Achishana. We know that there are two possible times for Mashiach to come, either Be'ito in its proper time, or Achishana means to wait for it, which means that it's possible to come earlier than its set appointed time. So Tosfos answers, Yeshleimer Daharbe Hoyu Yoldois Bekeres Echot. If that eventuality would happen, where Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabboses, and it would be time for Mashiach to come, then the Yoldos would give birth to many, many children, Bekeres Echad, in one birth. And that's the way the Neshamas and the Guf would be depleted, and it would happen simultaneously with Mashiach coming. Now, the Marsha says on this Teretz, he says, it's dochuk, why? De'ech yihiyu yoldos kol kach harbe kechol ha-neshamah shebaguf, shahiruyin li'yivali v'osit. How could it be possible that in that instant, that it's time for Mashiach to come, people will give birth to so many neshamahs that we're going to be born over many, many, perhaps hundreds of years? How could it possibly be that that many children will be born in one shot? So the Marsha says, v'ulai, perhaps what Tosfos means is not that there will be, or that all the neshamas will be born in that moment so quickly, b'keres echad. What that means is that each child that is born at that point will contain many neshamas. And he brings a mashal from Chazal, who say, shahisa isha yeledes b'mitzrayim shishim riboy b'keres echad. The leda in Mitzrayim would contain shishim riboy, 600,000 in one birth. Says the Marsha, what does that mean? It means v'hu Moshe shahaya shakol kechol Yisrael. That was referring to Moshe, that his neshama was shakol, was comparative to all the neshamas in Klal Yisrael. So when it says shishim riboy, it doesn't mean that there were actually 600,000 children. It means that there was one child, and that child was shakol keneged shishim riboy. Says the Marsha that that's what perhaps Tosfos means. Harbi hayu yoldos bekeres echad means that each leida at that point will contain many neshamas. The people, the children that will be born, will be very special people. They will have a lot of neshamas in the one guf, in the one person, and that will deplete all the neshamas that have to be born up until the time of Mashiach. The Chassam Sofer is not happy with this Teretz of the Marsha because it doesn't fit into our Gemara. Chassam Sofer asks that here in our Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, Reish Lakish had said, Boyu v'nachzik toiv l'avoseinu, she'omole hein lechatu, onu lebonu l'olam. Had the Yidden of that generation not sinned with the Maisa Egel, then we never would have been born. Why? Because they were on the Madreg of Malachim, and Malachim are Einam Meilidim. They don't give birth, and therefore, since they won't be able to be moiled children, we never would have been born. They would have lived forever, and we never would have been born. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that? I, Rabbi Yossi, says, Ein Ben David Bo Ad Sheyichlu Neshama Shebaguf, which means that everyone has to be born. So how could you say that we wouldn't have been born? We had to have been born. So the Gemara answers, Eino Chanami, Ela Kamisha Leibonu Lo'olam. As Rashi explains, Eino Nu Chashuvim L'Klum. We would not have been Chashuv at all. We would have been dwarfed by the godless of our forefathers who would still be alive. But Eino Chanami, we would have been born. So the Chassam Sefer asks, according to the Marsha, that many neshamas can come out together in one child, in one guf, so then maybe we wouldn't have been born. Maybe Taka, there would be a few children who would be shaveh keshishim riboy, and not everybody would be born. Those children would have all the neshamos that have to be born. So says the Chassam Sofer al Kochach, we have to say that this that Tosfos says, harbi hayoldus bekeres echod, means kipshutei, that there'll be a lot of children in each birth. But since we know the Gemara on Shabbos, asid yishe shetelet b'chol yoyim limos ha-mashiach, so that means that every day, a person will give birth to many children, so therefore through that, all the neshamas will be born. That's the Chassam Sofer's pshat. The Marsha L'chaira understood that no, our Gemara just means to say that since once they reach the Madrego Malachim, then they're not Moilid at all. They're not Moilid even a ben, even a child, that's Daima Tishishim Riboy. Now, the Gemara previously had brought a raya that they were able to be Moilid, because the Pasuk says that right after Matan Torah, Hashem says, Leich Emor Lohem, Shuvu Lohem Lo Aleichem. So we see that they returned home to their wives, which means that they had children. So the Gemara answers, no. Really, they did not have any children. They were on the Madrega where they were not Moilid anymore, but it was L'simchas Oina. So Rashi explains that since until Matan Torah they were Aser Al Tikshu Elisha, so now after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them that they're permitted to go back home. So in the Sefer Avoy de Brura, he brings from the Chassam Sefer in Teres Moshe and Parsha Shmos, who says like this, we know that during Matan Torah, the Yidden died, Parcha Nishmasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread upon them the Tal of Tchias HaMesim, and they were rejuvenated. They came back to Chias, they came back to Chaim. So Zot Chassam Sefer L'chaira, when they go back home, they should need a new Kiddushin, because since they died, Misa Sabal is Mati the Isha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Leichem Olam, Shuv Olchem Lo Aleichem, they're Mutter Ben Sheseim, they're Mutter to go back home, L'simcha Sayna. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tezayin wants to use this Teres Moshe as a riot to a Shaila like this. Someone asked him that when they do open heart surgery, they take the heart out of the guf. So the guf now has no heart, and they attach the guf to a machine. L'chaira we know that a guf without a heart has a din of a treifa or an avela. It's not considered a chai. So since the person, when he's having open heart surgery, is not considered a chai, l'chaira, once they reattach the heart and the person wakes up, he should need a new kiddushin because he was a mace and now he came back to life. So l'chaira, he should be aser in his wife until he does a new kiddushin. So the Tzitz Eliezer brings kamarayas that this is not so. And one of his rayas is this Chassam Sofer. Now, what's taka pshat that they don't need a new kiddushin? So the Tzitz Eliezer says that the heter of misa, that an isha's mutter in misa sabal is misa mamish. It's only if the baal dies mamish, if the baal is still alive, even though he has a din of a mace, even though there's no lev attached to the body, so the body has a din of a mace. Afilu hachi, since there's a metzias of chayim, since the body is still technically alive, even though it has a din of a mace, they're still married, and memela there's no din to make a new kiddushin. What about in the Chassam Sefer's case, by Matan Torah, where the people actually died, and there was a tchias hameisim, so over there was a misa mamish, so what's the heter over there, why did they not need a new kiddushin? So in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, he says a gewaldik achiddush. He says this, that misa is a matir, by Eishes Eish is only Kol's mom, the person is a mace. If the person is not a mace anymore, there's no heter of Misa Sabal. Misa Sabal is not a heter like a get. A get is a Sefer Krisus, that's it, the Kiddushin's over. But Misa Sabal is not so. Misa Sabal is only a heter Kol's mom that the Baal is a mace. If the Baal is not a mace anymore, for Yizeichet the Tchias HaMesim, then she has a din of an Eishes Eish. Now, L'maisa, we find this din, this yisoid, is not only true by Eishes Ish, it's true by all Korva. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings in Sefer Siach HaSodeh, brings a raya from a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. We read in the Haftarah of Parashas Bahar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyah and tells him that Hanamel ben Shalom Doidcha, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, your uncle, is going to come and sell you a field, and he should buy the field from Hanamel. Now Shalom was a brother of Chilkiah. Chilkiah was Yirmiah's father. So Shalom is Yirmiah's uncle. Hanamel, the son of Shalom, is Yirmiah's first cousin. Now Shalom had died young, and they had taken him and they had put him next to or into the kever of Elisha HaNovi. And when Shalom touched the kever of Elisha HaNovi, he was zechet tchias hameisim. He woke up. Shteit in Chazal and Pirkei Rabbeinu, he woke up, he returned home, and afterwards, he had Chanamu. Chanamu was born after this Maisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyah HaNovi, and tells Yirmiyah that he should buy the field from Chanamel. Why should he buy the field from Chanamel? Because since he's a Karev, he should be Paida. So we see that even though Shalom had died, he was still considered a Karev of Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah would be Mekayim a Mitzvah by being Paida v'Sada from Chanamel. So l'chayru we see that this Yisayit is not only a Yisayit in Ishus, but it's also a Yisayit in all Kurva. And l'chayru the pshat is that once the person comes back to this world, he's zeichet to tchias hameisim, it's the same person who's back. It's the same neshama, it's the same person who came back. And kurva is totally in the person. So now that the person, that person is back here in this world, now all his kroivim are still his kroivim. Ishus is also a karev, adam karev etzalishtoi. So now that the person is back, and now that all his kroivim are his kroivim again, so he doesn't need a new kiddushin. Because his wife is his karev. His wife is his karev without a kiddushin, because all his kroivim are still his kroivim. The person's back. Now, we have here, at the bottom of the Amud, a very interesting machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, the yesod of a kafi toiva. What is a kafi toiva? The Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanan, Miyitein v'hoya levavam zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I wish that Klal Yisrael would have this heart. This heart of Yiras Shemayim, this heart of Yiras Chet, and Klal Yisrael did not respond to that. Amal and Moshe Yisrael, Kfuye Toiva b'nei Kfuye Toiva. B'shosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mi'itein v'hoya levavam zelohem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he wishes that you would have this heart of Yiras Shemayim, this heart of Yiras Chet, hoya lehem loim retein ata. You should have responded that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should please give us this heart. And the fact that they did not respond this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because they were kafui toiva. So Gemara says, Vaita, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu called them kfuye toiva b'nei kfuye toiva? Kfuye toiva l'chsi v'nafshenu kotza b'alechem ha'kloikel. They complained about the man. B'nei kfuye toiva, who did they take after? They took after Adam HaRishon, d'chsi v'isha shenosati imodi, hinostali minoetz v'oichel. We complained about Chava. Now Rashi on the bottom of Amud Aleph says, "Kfuye toiva, einon makirin lahachzik toiva lebailam," which means that they did not recognize the toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for them, and therefore they are not makir toiva. They don't acknowledge the toiva. Since they don't recognize the toiva, therefore they don't acknowledge the toiva. Which means that Klal Yisrael did not recognize the toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for them by saying Mi'iten. Had they recognized the toiva, they would have acknowledged the toiva and they would have said Teinata. The same thing is true when Klal Yisrael claimed about the Lechem HaKloikel. Rashi says the man was kal, it was light, and it was nivla in their evarim, and therefore they didn't have to travel three parsois in order to go out. But Klal Yisrael did not recognize the toiva and therefore they did not acknowledge the toiva. By Adam HaRishon, instead of him saying Ha'isha Nasta Limin Ha'etz Va'oichel, Adam says Ha'isha Asher Nosato Imadi, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had caused the problem by giving him Chava, where in reality HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him Chava Le'ezer, to be a helper. This is Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya, that this is why Moshe Rabbeinu called them Kfuye Toiva. Tosfos is a different Pshat. Tosfos says V'kach Karim Kfuye Toiva, the pshat in the kafi toiva is not just that he doesn't recognize the toiva, it's that he doesn't want to recognize the toiva. If he recognizes the toiva, then he's going to be beholden to be makir toiva. And since he doesn't want to be makir toiva, he doesn't want to be machzik toiva to the person who gave him the toiva, therefore he will deliberately belittle the toiva in order that he doesn't have to be beholden to be makir toiva. So since Klal Yisrael did not want to be makir toiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them this lave, this heart of Yerushalayim. So therefore, they did not ask, they did not say Tein Ata. So in that way, they were Kfuyei Toiva. Now, the Ksav Sofer, in his Pirush on Chumash, asks on this Tosfos that L'chairia comes out that they didn't get the Toiva yet. Tosfos says that they didn't want to say Ata Tein because they didn't want to be Machzik Toiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them the slave. So it comes out that they didn't get the Toiva. They didn't ask for the Toiva. So Ksav Sofer asks, how could the Moshe Rabbeinu call Klal Yisrael Kfuyei Toiva? A Kofi Toiva means someone who got a Toiva, and he's belittling the Toiva, not being Makir Toiva, but someone who didn't get the Toiva, who denies he doesn't want the Toiva, how could you call him a Kofi Toiva? So the way we explained it, Eino Chanami, they didn't get the Toiva, but the same bad midas that a Kofi Toiva has, it was what Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining about Klal Yisrael. The same mida that of a Kofi Toiva has, that he doesn't want to be Machzik Toiva to the Noisina Toiva, so too Klal Yisrael had that mida, and they didn't want to ask for the Toiva to begin with. But the Ksav Sofer says a different shot. The Ksav Sofer says like this, he says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? What did he mean when he said, what was he offering them? So the Ksav Sefer explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering them a lave without Bechira. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take away their Bechira and they would become Oivdei Hashem Behechrich. Now, in one way, that's a tremendous Toiva. That means a person doesn't have to struggle to be an Oivdei Hashem. On the other hand, it's not such a Toiva because that means there's no Schar. When a person struggles, when a person has Bechira, and he chooses correctly, so then he gets Schar for his choice. But when a person doesn't have Bechira, so he gets no Schar, because it wasn't difficult. So this is why, says the Ksav Sofer, that the Klal Yisrael didn't say Tein Ata, because they didn't want that their entire Avodas Hashem should be a Toiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there would have to be Machzik Toiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would get nothing for themselves. There would be no Schar. So what was their mistake, Taka? Why were they called Kfuyei Toiva? Says the Ksav Sofer, because when a person thinks about it, he has to understand that he really doesn't deserve schar, even if he does have bechir. Like Chazal say on the pasuk Mihik Dimani Va'ashalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yidden, who put on a mezuzah without me first giving him a house? Who puts tzitzis on a beged without first getting a beged from me? Who says a bracha to me without first getting a goof that's capable of saying a bracha? So every mitzvah that's done, before the mitzvah is performed, the person has to get matonis merubos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with those matonis, he's mekayim mitzvahs. So really, says the Ksav Sofer, there's no room for schar at all. We already got the schar. We got the matonis toivos. And with these matonis, we're going ahead and doing a mitzvah. We really don't deserve schar, even if we do have bechira. So since Klal Yisrael didn't realize this, and they thought that they would be giving up their schar by becoming mechrochim, by losing their bechira, and therefore they didn't want to say Tein Ata, what they were doing was being kaifa toiv in all the toivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them previously. Because all the mitzvahs that they were doing, even with bechira, were coming based on toivus that they had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they did the mitzvah. On that they were kfuyei toiva, and that toiva they had already received, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu calls them kfuyei toiva. Now, this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the underlying yesod of a Kofi Toiva could be, we'll make an afkamina in a very interesting shaila. The Sefer Avoy de Brura brings down from the Primogodim in Sefer Tevas Goyma. Primogodim clears a shaila like this. He brings from the Alshich that there are three madregas of tshuva. Madrega number one is Shav Meira, which is someone who does tshuva from Yiras Einish, he's afraid of an Einish, or Me'avas Haschar, he wants Schar, Hanoas Haschar, he wants to get Schar for doing Tshuva. So that's a Shav Me'yira, and the din with him is that Zedainos Anasis like Ishkogis. Then the last Madrega is a Shav Me'ava, and there the din is that his Zedainos Anasis like Ishkogis. But there's a middle Madrega, says the Alshech, and that's someone who's a Shav because of being a Kofi Toiva. Which means that he realizes that he's being a Kofi Toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered upon him tremendous amount of Toivas, and he's being a Kofi Toiva. The Alshech gives a marshal to a Yosem who was living in the Ashpa. He was thrown out into the Ashpa, and along comes someone, and he takes him out of the Ashpa, he cleans him up. He marries him off, he helps him with his children, and then this person goes ahead and is machis, he angers, this Yosim is machis, he angers the person who helped him out so much. So at some point, the Yosim realizes that he did the wrong thing. He's a kofi toiva. The person saved him, and not only did he save him, he gave him everything that he has, and now he was machis him, he angered him. So this is a shove in order not to be a kofi toiva. So the Prima Gadim clears, what's the din with this middle madrega? Is this considered a shav me yira, or is it considered a shav me ava? On the one hand, he's not just doing it for himself. He's not just afraid of an einish, or because he wants the schar. He's doing tshuva because he's upset by what he did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a kofi toiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, it's not a full tshuva me'ava either, because he's not doing it because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing it because he's upset by what he did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps we could say that this shaila will be tali in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that a kofi toiva is someone who doesn't recognize the toiva. So we could say that once a person works on himself and begins to recognize the toivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, so he becomes an oyev Hashem. It opens him up to Avas Hashem, so therefore he'll be considered a Shav Me'ava. Mashenken, according to Tosis, would a person bemazed, belittle the Toiva in order not to have to be Makir Toiva, in order not to be beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he has to first overcome the negative that he has created in his mind, that he belittled the Toiva, so that's not going to bring him to Avas Hashem right away. First he has to overcome the negative that he belittled the Toiva, and then he could first start working on Avas Hashem. So then he's talking not a Shav Me'ava, he's only a Shav Me'ira. He just doesn't want to be a Kofi Toiva, which means he doesn't want to belittle the Toiva. But now he has another step to take. After he stops belittling the Toiva and he taka appreciates the Toiva, now he has a step to take in Avas Hashem, and then he'll first be a Shav Me'ava. But in the meantime, he's only considered a Shav Me'ira. Lamaisa, the Prima Godim, is Poshit, the Suffolk, that it's somewhere in the middle. He says, Pesher Dover, Shema'avirin ho'avoinis legamri, v'leinisha roshin klal. Which means that the Zedonis are not Nasus Kishkogos. They're not there at all. Leinisha roshin klal. But Lamaisa, they're also not Nasus Lekishkogos. There's nothing left of them. Lo shogeg, v'lo zechuyos. The Gemara Named Beis brings the following memra. Tana de Be'el Yo, Lo'oilam Yasim Odom Atzmei Al Divrei Teira Kishar Lo'oil, Ukechamor Lamasui. A person should put himself to Divrei Teira like an axe to the yoke, and like a donkey to the burden. The Chofetz Chaim in Shem Oilam explains that there are two facets of learning Teira that are being described here in this Tana de Be'el Yo. The first facet is when a person has to struggle in order to understand the sugya. So he has to put himself to the yoke. He has to put in a tremendous amount of koyach, like a shar, like an axe when he's plowing, in order to understand the sugya, to get to the depths of the sugya. Then there's another strength he needs to utilize, kechamor lamasui. After he's learned many sugyas, he has to remember them all. Penyasurim ulvavcha kol yimei chayecha. He's mechuyiv to chazer them and to remember them and to hold them. And that's kechamor lamasri. Just like the donkey holds up the big burden on his back, so too the person has to hold all the divrei Torah that he's learned and remember it, and he should never forget it. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks the following question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that 3 days before the Goyisha holiday, it's asur losis veloses imohim. One is not permitted to do business with them. So the Gemara asks, umi binan kuli hai? Do we need so much? Do we need 3 days? For hotnam ba'arba prokim b'shana, there are 4 days in the year. Ha'moicher behema lechaveret tzarech lohidiyoy. Someone who sells a behema to his friend has to explain to him, has to tell him, ima mechayti lishchet, bita mechayti lishchet. That I sold the mother, I sold the daughter, so that he shouldn't be over the Yisrael Yosef es benoy. And the Mishnah says, ve'eluhein erev yom tev achron shal chag, which is Hashanah Rabbah, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yudal Nisan, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we see, says the Gemara, that all you need is 1 day. The average person takes them 1 day to prepare. So why are we being machmir when it comes to the Goyisha holiday that we need 3 days? So the Gemara answers that there's a chilek between Achila and Hakrova. This that we're machmir by the Yom Eid, by the Goyish holiday, 3 days, is because they're buying a behema for Akraba to sacrifice to their Avodah Zarah. So they're Isaac in this venture for 3 days. Masha Inkein, when a person's buying La'achila, when a person's buying for Suda, so that only takes 1 day. This is the Gemara's Teretz. Now, we had in Daf Beis a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam how to understand the Mishnah. Rashi learned that this that the Mishnah says, Asr losis velosis imohem, is an Isra on all mekachumemka. It's also to do any mekachumemka with a goy 3 days before the Yom Eid, and the reason is because he's going to be Azul Umayda. If he does a good deal, if he's happy with what he bought or sold, he's going to be Azul Umayda to his Avayda Zara. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Isra is only losis velosis imohem imidide tekruvis, which means I'm not allowed to sell to a goy something which is going to be makriv to Avodah Zarah. But any other mekach u'memkar is mutter. This was the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now when we look at our Gemara, it seems to be a perfect fit according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara is asking, why do we need 3 days not to sell a behemoth to a goy? L'chaira, we find that people only buy behemoths for an upcoming event, 1 day before the event. Why do you need 3 days? And the Gemara answers, no, you're selling the behemoth to the goy for akrava, as opposed to achila. If you sell it for akrava, so the goy takes 3 days to find his behemoth for the avodah zarah. Mashenken achila, only 1 day. Mashenken, according to Rashi, that the issur mekach u'memkar is on everything. So then why does the Gemara answer that there's a difference between Akrava and Achila? It's also to sell a goy even something that's not La Akrava. And why is it also to sell something to a goy that's not La Akrava if the norm is not to buy 3 days before? Eino Hanami Behema, which is for Akrava, therefore you can't sell it to the goy 3 days before. But something else I should be able to sell or buy from the goy 3 days before, because people don't usually prepare 3 days before an event for the event. It's only usually 1 day. Hakrava is different, but everything else l'chayr should be mutter. The same question we can ask on the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks, how come we ask for it for 3 days before? L'chayr, the guy doesn't prepare, doesn't buy things for his holiday 3 days before. But the Yisr Mekach U'Memkar is even on things which the guy is not buying to prepare for his holiday. It's on any Mekach U'Memkar because he's going to be Azal U'Mayda. It's not just an Isr for things that he's going to be using on his Yom Eid. It's not an Isr because he's preparing for his Yom Eid. It's an Isr to do any business with him because he's going to be Azal U'Mayda. He's going to be happy and be Azal U'Mayda. So what does it have to do with preparing items for the Yom Eid? Why does the Gemara bring a Mishnah which discusses how many days a person is Isaac in preparing items for his holiday? So Tosfos is Ma'ariv the Shaila, and Tosfos brings from Rashi, we don't have this Rashi, but Tosfos brings from Rashi that the amount of time that the goy spends buying his takruvus for Avodah Zarah is the amount of time that he's going to be Azul Amayda. When a goy is being Isaac in buying tekruvus for his Avodah Zarah, it's going to be shame Avodah Zarah shagar b'fiv. So he's busy now focusing on buying something for his Avodah Zarah. So since he's focusing on his Avodah Zarah, so anything that happens in that period of time, there's a chash of Azul Amayda because he's focused on it. Eino chanami, it's also to sell to a goy anything. Even something that has nothing to do with his Avodah Zarah. But since he's also being Isaac in buying something for his Avodah Zarah, there's a chash of Azul Amayda. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis brings a memory from Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Loza minayim lemechusar ever the osel bnei noyach." How do we know that a mechusar ever is osel for a ben noyach, which means that a ben noyach is not permitted to be makriv a mechusar ever to gavoya to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, "The chsivim mikol achay mikol basar shnayim mikol amre teira havei behema shechayin roshe evarim shalom," which means that it has to have all its evarim; it can't be a mechusar ever. Now Tosfos in Dibre Maschol Minayin asks a shaila like this: Yesh lo daktek miloshin aser shehu iser gomer uben noyach muzer bedavar. The loshin of Rabbi Lozer is minayin lemechusar ever the aser lebnei noyach, which means that it's an iser. So Tosfos asks, v'teima my time lechoshli b'hadi zayin mitzvah shenitzdavu. How come this is not included in the zayin mitzvah? There should be ches mitzvahs bnei noyach. So Tosfos answers, Yesh loymar dahai kum asehu. This mitzvah, this iser of a goy bringing a mechusar ever is a kum vaasei. Why? Dmi ish ish marbinon shel oivde kechavim noidrim nedarim unedavus ki Yisrael. We learn out from ish ish, we marba, that even a goy could bring nedarim and nedavus. If he made a neder on a behemoth that's a mechusar ever, amrinale kum vahave carbon shalim. We tell him, you have to go ahead and bring a new carbon that's a shalim. Vekum vaase loika choshev. And the Zion mitzvahs do not include a kum vaase. Now, what does it mean that the Zion mitzvahs do not include a kum vaase? So the stipler here in Simon Beis stelt zu the Gemara in Masech the Sanhedrin daf nun chesam at Beis. The Gemara over there brings a memory from Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, oibet kechovim sheshavas is chayiv misa. A guy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. Shenemar v'yoyim v'layla lo yish boisu. Which means that they're not allowed to be shoivis. So the Gemara asks, v'lech sheva gabi zayin mitzvahs. Why is this not included in the Zion mitzvahs? Let's count this iser of a guy sheshavas as one of the Zion mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, kika choshev sheva al taisa. The Zion mitzvahs are only sheva al taisa. Kum asei loika choshev. A mitzvah that's a kum asei is not counted. So what are we telling the guy? We're telling the guy that he has to go ahead and do malach on Shabbos. That's a kum asei. So kum asei loika choshev. So that's why it's not included in the Zion mitzvahs. The Gemara asks, vahadinim kum aseihu. Dinim is one of the Zion mitzvahs. The guy ma'machiv to set up a justice system, courts. So that's l'chera kum asei. We're telling the goyim that they're mechuyiv to go ahead and do something, to set up a court system, to be mekayim in the mitzvah of mishpat. So the Gemara answers, kum asei v'sheva al taisa ninu. It's both. It's a kum asei and a sheva al taisa. Why is that? Because they have to set up a court system, so that's a kum asei, but they also are not allowed to do a distorted din, l'sasu ovel b'mishpat, and that's a loit, that's a sheva al taisa, which means that they are not permitted to do something. They're not permitted to create a distorted din. Sheval taisa, don't do that. So since it's both kumase and sheval taisa, therefore like a choshev, it's not counted. So the chayra, what Tosfos over here means to say, says the stipler, is that this din, that a ben noyach is aser, b'mechusar ever, means that they are mechuyif to go ahead and bring a new carbon. So that's a kumase. So since it's a kumase, so therefore it's not counted as one of the Zion mitzvahs. Now, the stipler asks, and he brings that Bemis Dimshnal Melech already asked this question, is that L'cha'ira, in our case, by the Isra of bringing a Mechusar Ever, there's also a Sheval Taisa, which means it's true that there's a Chiyuv for the guy to bring a new carbon. If he brought a Mechusar Ever, he's Mechuyuv to bring a new carbon, which is a Kumbasei, but he's also not allowed to bring the Mechusar Ever, which is a Sheval Taisa. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says clearly that when it's both a Kumbasei and a Sheval Taisa, it is counted in the Zion Mitzvahs. It's only a Goyish Shavas, which is only a Kumasei, so that's not counted. But something which is also a Sheval Taisa, L'chair should be counted. So what does Taisa mean when he says that since it's a Kumasei, it wasn't counted? This is what the stipler brings from the Mishnah Malach. And the stipler answers based on Taisa's Rabbeinu Elchanan, which Kanira the Mishnah Malach did not have, that in Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan it's mavura taka that it's only kumasei, which means if a guy brings a mechusar aver as his carbon, he was not over an iser. He was not mekayim his nether, and therefore we have to tell him to go ahead and bring a new carbon, and that's a kumasei, but he's not over any iser if he brings a mechusar aver. Aser just means that he wasn't mekayim his nether, but there's no iser, he's not over anything when he brings a mechusar aver, so therefore it's only a kumasei. This is how the stipler answers the Mishnah Malach's kash. Now, Rabbi Kivega in Gilyan Ashas, and them is the Mishnah Lamelech, asks the same Shaila, they ask on Tosfos like this. What does Tosfos say? V'im noda mechusar ever, amrina le'kum v'hove karban shalim. We tell the guy, if he was menader, if he brought for a neder, a mechusar ever, we tell him, bring another carbon. So Rabbi Kivega asks, l'chaira, what's the din? Where is this din that the guy has to bring another carbon? That Yisroel is mechuyev to be mekayim his nether is from the pasuk moitzes v'secha tishmar. A guy doesn't have that pasuk. There's no din moitzes v'secha tishmar by a ben noyach. So the chayra of Frekter b'kibayga, where does it say that the guy has to bring another carbon? This that we marba from ish ish, that a ben noyach is in the parsha of the Dharma Nadavis, that just means he could bring a carbon. It's chal, there's a chalos kedusha. We allow him to bring the carbon. And if he wants to bring a mechusar aver, we tell him, no, don't bring a mechusar aver. You have a kum asei to bring a behemoth that's not mechusar aver. But to say that if the guy brought a carbon that was mechusar aver, now he has mechuyiv to go ahead and bring another carbon in order to be mekayim his nether, how do we know that? He doesn't have a din of moitzes v'secha tishmar. Who said that he's mechuyiv to be mekayim his nether? If he wants to be mekayim his neder, then we bring it for him. It's chal, the kedusha is chal, and he, as long as he brings something which is not mechusar eiver. But where does it say, Sfrakter b'kivayga, that he's mechuyev to keep his words and be mekayim his neder if he brought a carbon that was mechusar eiver? So the stipler brings from the Avnei Milum in Simon Beis that he answers this question like this. He says the din that a goy is mechuyev to bring his neder, to be mekayim his neder, has nothing to do with the pasuk of Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar. The chiyuv that a goy has to be mekayim his neder is the din of amirasi legavoya kimsirasi lehadya. Says the stipler, what does that mean? It means that a goy is mechuyev in mesira lehadya. The goy is mechuyev in dinim. He's mechuyev to recognize kinyanim. So Amirasa Lagavoy Kimsirasa Lahedyat says that just like this Kinyonim Mesira by Hedyat, Amira is a Kinyon by Gavoya. So a Goy, Kum Techois, is Mechuyiv and Amira Lagavoya because it's in Hilchas Kinyonim, and Hilchas Kinyonim a Goy is Mechuyiv. So since a Goy is Mechuyiv and Amira Lagavoya, when he makes a Neder, he's Mechuyiv to Mekayim his Neder, also then Amira Lagavoya. Memela Enoch and Amin has nothing to do with Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar. It's a din in Hilchas Kinyonim, it's a din in Dinim that a Goy is Mechuyiv. This is the Avnei Milum's Teretz. Now, the stipler mentions that the Avnei Milum's Teretz is not so poshut, because in the Rishonim, the Rashbam Bava Basra, and the Rosh in Masechta Nedarim, are mashma, that the din of Amirasa L'Gavoy Kimsirasa L'Hedyet comes from the Pasuk of Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar. That since a person has a Chiyuv Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar, so now Amirasa L'Gavoy is Kimsirasa L'Hedyet. But without the Pasuk, L'Chari, there's no din of Amirasa L'Gavoy Kimsirasa L'Hedyet. So therefore, a guy who doesn't have Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar, so his Amira L'Gavoya is not Kimasira L'Hedyet. So the stipler says his own teretz, and he says that Tosis brings a pasuk ish, which is marba that Ovid Kechavim could be Noider Nedarim and Nedavos Ki Yisrael. So the stipler says like this, Bishlam in Nedavos, so we understand why the Torah is marba in Nedavos, that a guy could be Menadiv a carbon. Why? Because it's teaching us a chiddush that the kedusha could be chal and we could be makriv a nedava from a goy. But why was the Torah also marba a goy for nedarim? The pasuk over there is in the parsha of nedarim and nedavos. Why was the Torah marba a goy for nedarim as well? So the stipler, it must be that the Torah is telling us that a goy is mechuyev to keep his neder, just like Yisrael is mechuyev to keep his neder. Enoch hanami Yisrael is mechuyev from Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar, that a goy does not have. But ish is marba that a goy has a din in nedarim, just like a Yisrael, that he's also mechuyev to keep his neder. And the stipler fears also, if this is true, that ish is marba, that a goy is mechuyev in nedarim, just like a Yisrael. So now we understand why amirasa legavoy kimsirasa lehedi works by goyim as well. And it answers up to Avnei Milum as well. Because since the pasuk is marba, that a goy is mechuyev to keep his neder, so then his amira is something, so amirasa legavoy is kimsirasa lehedi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.